Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
It is needful that we understand why the Lord often brings affliction upon His children. Number one, the affliction of the Lord's people is never a payment for sin. The teaching that men should do penance for their sin, or that somehow by the afflicting of the body and spirit we will atone for our transgressions and make ourselves pleasing in His sight, is nowhere to be found in the Scriptures. For by one offering He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. By His own blood He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Number two, the affliction of the Lord's people is only for a short while. If a man's heart is not changed by the new birth, no amount of threats or fears will cause him to serve God. If a man dies outside of the redemptive work of Christ, no amount of time or suffering will afford him an entrance into heaven. The whole purpose of affliction is to bring us restoration now, not to punish us for our failure. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. And finally, the joy of being restored to the fellowship of the Lord makes us forget the sorrows encountered in our affliction. When Peter stood on the day of Pentecost, filled with power from on high, and preached the gospel of redemption in Jesus Christ, he was no longer mired down with the sorrows of his denial. God had done His perfect work of restoration in Peter. He had taught Peter a valuable lesson which he could not forget. He now was fitted to feed the sheep of God. I will extol Thee, O Lord, for Thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto Thee, and Thou hast healed me. O Lord, Thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. For His anger endureth but a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Do you rejoice in the Lord at all times? My soul.